voted against it because I said, how long is the Fed's going to stay at 90%? You understand that every 10% on Medicaid accounts for $36 million. And I'll use last year as an example because we had zero increases in education initially, but we started the year with $54 million in additional in increase in ongoing revenue for the state of South Dakota. That would have went a long way for education funding and for health care providers and state employees. But between SNAP benefits and Medicaid, we had an additional $46 million passed on to our state. So I think it's, I support it. I think it's the right thing to do because Katie barred the door. When we have $40 trillion in debt in our nation, you can bet the feds are going to be kicking that down to the states.